Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. It's July 24, 2017, and this is episode 582. This week, we conclude our Complete Namibia Tour travelogue series with a final 12 wildlife images from the awesome Etosha National Park. We finished last week with a photo of a pride of weary-looking lions. The male with the mane had a scarred face and was really quite thin. There were three young male lions sitting on the ground near him, and a solitary lioness was sitting atop a small hill to the left of the scene from our perspective. It was the lioness that initiated a move as she stood and walked down the hill and crossed the road between our two safari vehicles. This first photo for today is just before the road came into the frame from the right. As you can see, the three young male lions quickly stood and followed closely behind. The lioness was the only one of the five lions that was not so thin that you could easily see all of her ribs. Our guide guessed that she was probably only hunting small animals and was at this point only providing for herself. All four of the males didn't look as though they even had enough strength to hunt alongside her, but as it's often the lionesses that do most of the hunting, this pride seemed to be in a pretty dire situation. I shot this at 400mm with my 100-400mm Mark II lens, and I had my aperture set to f14 to get a bit of depth of field, but as you can see at 400mm it's still relatively shallow. My shutter speed was a 500th of a second at ISO 640. The lioness led the pride to a waterhole, and the oldest male seemed to almost reluctantly follow. Here we see him walking across the road with that safari vehicle to the right being my group's second vehicle. I like this documentary photo as it shows how we shoot, with the roof raised like that as well as through the open windows. It also shows how close we were to these lions as they passed between the vehicles and how scrawny this male had become. As soon as this male had crossed the road, we drove around to the waterhole ahead of them and photographed them walking across the plains. Here is a photograph of the lioness and the three young males drinking. You can see how thin the males are, especially from the ribs and the back leg on the leftmost lion. We also heard from our guide that it's not often you'll see lions drinking at a waterhole. They generally get enough fluids from the blood of the large game that they eat. As he was also guessing that they were not getting any large game, this all works together to paint a rather glum picture for this pride. I had attached my 1.4x extender to the 100-400mm lens now and shot this at 560mm at f10 with a shutter speed of a 640th of a second at ISO 400. After a drink, the lioness jumped across the water between the larger waterhole that you can see in this next photo and where they'd had a drink a little closer and to the left of the frame, and she walked across and settled in the long grass. I can't help thinking that as she looked out across the plain, she was somewhat concerned about the fate of her pride. She may also just be wishing that a lame zebra would walk up and sit down for her to easily kill, or wondering how much longer she has to wait for the rest of the pride to die so that she can go off and start a new life. Either way, it was a somewhat sad experience to watch this pride. For this image, I had intentionally pulled back to include more of the environment, with the salt flats visible along the top of the frame, and that beautiful old tree to the left. There are some beautiful scenes in the Etosha National Park, but they really come alive when you can capture them with a majestic animal like this lioness in the frame as well. After lunch, we visited an idyllic waterhole with lush grass on the banks and found some giraffe and zebra waiting for us. and some springbok and impala in the background. This scene looked almost biblical to me, with the animals seeming to take their turns to visit the waterhole and drink, and the somewhat harsh yet still beautiful light. I used my 1.4 times extender again for this for a 490mm focal length at f11 and a 500th of a second shutter speed at ISO 400. In this next image, we can see the trouble that the giraffe go to just to get their heads down to the water to drink. I have a number of photos in which the giraffe is actually drinking, but this to me shows the struggle a little better. With it being daytime, the giraffes were much less nervous than the ones that we'd seen drinking at night at the waterhole behind our lodge. I imagine the open space around them here also helps, as they can see any potential predators much better, and being in the group, they can rely on the others to raise the alert. I shot this at 450mm at f14 for a 500th of a second shutter speed at 640 ISO. We move on now to our last full day in Etosha and a shot of this beautifully coloured bird called a lilac-breasted roller. This guy was just sitting up in a tree, so we stopped for a quick photo. I used my extender again here and cropped in on the image a little bit, but I still have a larger photo from my 5DSR than I would if I'd used my old 7D Mark II with its crop factor. Because I shoot from the front seat of our safari vehicle, I had to lean over in a pretty awkward position to see through the driver's side window for this shot. And as luck would have it, the moment I pulled back to take a short breather, this guy flew away. It would have been nice to get him as he flew, and I believe that one of the ladies in my vehicle got him. So that was great for her, but you know, for me, that's the way it goes. We saw a number of black rhino during our time in Etosha, but we were able to photograph the one that we see in this next photograph, drinking, and then Fleming, as you see here. Fleming, or the Flemen response, is seen in a lot of mammals, apparently, as they deeply inhale the air trying to detect pheromones and other scents. I actually chose this shot to share with you not just because of the Fleming response, but because it's one of the only shots that doesn't really show off the fact that this black rhino has been dehorned. From a photography perspective, it's not great that the rangers are forced to cut off the rhino's horns, but it's a lot better than seeing the rhino killed by poachers for that same horn. Apparently, there are 3 rhino killed by poachers every day for their horns, so at this rate, they'll be extinct within a decade. Earlier this year, a guy named Matt Mayer cycled 2,000 miles from Washington to New Mexico, pulling a life-size model of a rhino to help raise awareness and money that will be sent to 3 charities that are directly helping to save the rhino. The ride has now finished, but they are still collecting, so if you'd like to make a donation, you can head over to rhinoride.org and donate any amount via credit card, PayPal, or wire transfer. Later in the day, we were driving along and saw a southern pale chanting goshawk in a tree, but as we slowed down to stop and photograph it, the goshawk took to the wing and pounced on something in the brush. Our drover drove along a little further than he'd intended, and in hindsight, I vaguely recall raising my camera and trying to capture something as we slowed down again to see what was happening. I photographed the goshawk feeding on what we found to be a skink that he'd caught, but as I was concentrating on trying to photograph him feeding, I didn't chimp to see if I'd caught any of the action as we pulled up. By the time I'd got back to the lodge later, I'd totally forgotten that I'd even tried, so I was pretty amazed when this next photograph popped up on my screen as I went through my images. For a moment, I actually was totally confused, trying to figure out how this image got onto my memory card. I wondered if someone had photographed it using my camera as a joke, but my camera was in my hand or on my knee the whole time. Then I started to recall the split-second reaction to raise my camera as we saw the goshawk swooping into action. I think I'd ruled out the chances of actually capturing anything because it all happened so quickly, and the car was braking quite heavily to bring us to a stop as I photographed this. Needless to say, I was pretty happy that my autopilot did a good enough job to get focus on the goshawk as it jumped into the air and then dropped the skink and some foliage that it had also grasped before catching the skink again and eating it in front of us. It's a pity that the hawk's face is in the shadow of its wing and there's no catchlight in its eye, but I'll live with that for this otherwise pretty cool action shot. Luckily, I'd already got my camera set to 1/1000th of a second shutter speed at f10, ISO 800, and my focal length for this image was 248mm. The last three images that we'll look at today to conclude this series of images from this year's Complete Namibia Tour are from two separate elephant encounters. This first image was from the morning, as an elephant came out of the brush to pose for us for a little while before moving on. This is probably one of my favourite single elephant shots of the trip, as he almost displayed his trunk for us, and with his ears flapping out wide as well. The light was a little harsh again, but in a good direction, so I was pretty happy with this. My settings were f11 for a 1/500th of a second at ISO 400, with a focal length of 188mm, so it was pretty close by. For our last shoot in Etosha, we visited another waterhole about an hour from our lodge, in the hope of seeing some elephants. When we arrived, there were no elephants, so my heart sunk a little for a moment. But as we stopped the vehicle and started to wonder what to do next, a huge herd of elephants came out of the bush to our right, walked across the front of our vehicle and made their way to the waterhole on our left. It was a pretty amazing sight and we got lots of great photos as they crossed. Although once the group was at the waterhole, the light wasn't great, coming from the back left of the scene. I thought this next image was relatively interesting. We heard a splash at first and then a lot of trumpeting as the elephants rallied around to help pull a baby elephant that had fallen into the waterhole back out. This image shows how the two cow elephants wrapped their trunks around the baby to help it out, and you can also see the concerned poses of the other two elephants to the left of them and the dust that they'd kicked up in their rush to help. With the high level of social interaction that you see in elephants, I almost felt that the commotion was at least to a degree a display of concern, showing the mother of the baby that the other elephants were ready and able to help. That's probably my twisted mind at work as well, but it felt that way. My settings for this image were f11 at 1/400th of a second, ISO 800 with a focal length 278mm. We stayed with this group as they drank and wallowed in the mud for a while, and then they all left, this time walking past what would have been the back of our vehicles if we'd stayed in the same place that we'd been as they arrived. We actually moved as they started to leave to get a better line of sight and turn the vehicle around, allowing us to photograph shots like this. The herd must have been between 30 and 40 elephants strong, and it was amazing to see so many babies too. The long golden grass provided a beautiful environment for this photo, which turned out to be the final photo that I selected, not only to share with you, but from all of my final selects from this trip. The following morning, we had a relatively short drive through the park to an exit that would start us on our drive back to Windhoek for one last night before we all flew home. As the gate came into view, we jokingly asked our guide for a leopard shot to finish with, and as if by magic, a leopard actually walked out and across the road in front of us and as we stopped, it walked into the brush. I got a few shots of its behind and a few from the side, but there was lots of grass in front of its face. One man in our group got a relatively clear shot from the back of the vehicle, which was great, and a final treat as we left the park. That night at our final lodge, I took my digital recorder around the table and recorded a message from 9 of the 10 participants and my friend Heath Carney, a talented photographer from Australia who I'd asked to assist me on this tour. One of the participants wasn't feeling great and had skipped dinner. We were all a little conscious of the fact that there were so many other people in the room, and the group was pretty tired from our 17 days on the road, so it wasn't the best time to record, but here's what they had to say.
Say a quick word myself. So here we are at the end of the 2017 Complete Namibia Tour. I'm going to go around the table. We're literally on the last evening of the trip, and we're going to go around the table and get a comment from each of the participants. So, Tom, would you like to say a few words?
Sure. Tom Skiba, Alexandria, Virginia, in the U.S. I don't know what I can say about another Martin Bailey trip. Great photography opportunities, but great group of people to get to know. Fabulous food, lots of drinks, and a great time.
Yeah, thanks, Tom.
Jen? Hi, Jen from New Zealand here. Third trip with Martin and first time to Africa. Blown away, amazing country, fantastic trip. Love the Himba people. Amazing experience with elephants, great company, great group. Definitely do it.
Thank you very much.
Hi, it's Anthony here. A fantastic trip with Martin. I've absolutely loved it. Love Namibia. I love the people I've been with. It's been fantastic. The highlight for me was the Himba people, but it was all absolutely an amazing trip. And thank you very much, Martin, for all
that. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Sorry.
I make it short.
Okay.
I'm Dorit from Israel. Second time with Martin. Awesome trip, and agree every word what Anthony said.
Thank you very much, Dorit. Dave.
Dave Ramsey from Marstown, New Jersey. It was a tremendous trip. This is my second trip with Martin. First one being Iceland, and then this one. Both of them were terrific trips. And we had wonderful guides and wonderful company. The entire group was fun to be with the entire time and just loved shooting the wildlife in Etosha. First time I've ever been in Africa, and seeing the wildlife and shooting it was just a wonderful experience.
Thanks very much, Dan. Nick.
Hello, I'm Nick from Hong Kong. This has been a terrific trip. The country is magnificent, beautiful, very photogenic. The people are friendly, cheerful, and helpful. We've had a great experience, and particularly with the guides, and I've also met some new friends here. And of course, it's a typical Martin Bailey, well-organized, plenty of photography, all round, very happy. Thank you very much.
As Heath Carney from Australia, I was really excited when Martin asked me to help host this tour in Namibia. And it certainly lived up to every expectation I had. It was fantastic locations, fantastic photography, and a great bunch of people. So I really enjoyed every moment of it.
And thank you for all of your amazing help on the trip, Keith. Leslie.
Hi, Leslie Andrews from Yeppoon in Queensland, Australia. Had a fantastic time. It certainly is a complete Namibia tour from the deserts to the national parks. Lots of photographic opportunities of all sorts of things. Really had a good time.
Okay, thank you very much. Trev, got a few words for us?
Trevor from Australia. Great bunch of people to travel with. Great photography and plenty of good beer and food. Excellent.
Wonderful comment. Thanks, mate. Sally Jo.
Sally Jo from New York. 5,000 kilometers traveled, all of them pretty darn good.
So, as you heard, I cut it off a little bit abruptly there. I'm quite conscious of the fact that we were in a room full of other people. I didn't want to do the big sort of loud speech and thank everyone again. But I had an amazing time with this group, and I really can't wait to get back again next year. The first vehicle of the two next year has already been confirmed, as we now have six people signed up. So I will be heading back to Namibia next year. At the time of recording, that gives us four places left. So if you might like to join us, please do check out the details, and you can book from the tour page at mbp.ac/Namibia. Thanks very much for joining us on this last five episodes to walk through this travelogue series. If you enjoy this podcast, please share a link with your friends. Subscribe in iTunes or your favorite podcast program to ensure uninterrupted delivery. If you have a moment to rate the podcast or leave us a review in iTunes, that helps to keep us relevant in the huge number of podcasts out there now. You can find me on Google+, Twitter, Instagram and Facebook, etc. And links to everything that I'm up to are at martinbaileyphotography.com, so do drop by and take a look. I'll be back next week with another episode, but in the meantime, you take care and have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.